Time for the birthday scam. We're going to call it Christian. He recently bought a motorcycle, and they threw in part of the deal, a helmet and gloves.
For free.
Well, we're going to call and say, no, hey, those aren't free. You owe us for that.
It's about a $200 value.
Hello, this is Christian.
Christian, this is Steve Phillips from Motorsports. How are you?
Doing pretty good. How may I help you?
Pretty good. I'm in the accounting department looking at the details of your deal.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently we had provided you with a helmet and gloves
mm-hmm.
in that transaction, and I don't see that that's accounted for here in the invoice.
Okay, so let me see. It's.
Do you intend to pay for that? Or?
Well, originally I believe it was part of the deal. I had spoken with Dave and told him what I had in mind, if I could get a helmet and gloves with the motorcycle, then
well,
that would seal the deal pretty much if I could get everything.
I spoke to the manager, and he apparently, I guess this Dave is gone now,
mm-hmm.
And he did not have the authority to just give you a helmet and gloves.
Mm-hmm.
So we would like to collect the $200 for them.
See, if I'm correct on my receipt, it said everything was all on there. I can bring the receipt in. I'd have to backtrack and look that.
I don't know what he wrote on there. I mean, he couldn't do that deal. That was an improper deal.
I understand.
So he could have wrote anything on there. I mean, that's just, it doesn't apply.
Okay. Well, also, my concern as well is that I was supposed to have received a title from them, and I have never received the title. They keep saying, well, it's being sent back in. It's being processed.
Well, I have it frozen right now.
You have it what?
I have the title frozen. I'm holding it here.
Frozen?
Yeah, until I get the $200 for the helmet and glove, I'm not going to hand over the title.
You got to be kidding me.
No. It's just a little insurance, you know, so I get the money. So
I have everything down on the receipt, if I remember correctly.
Hey, I explained to you how that receipt worked, okay?
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, you'd have to go through Dave, and we're going to have to come up with some other alternative.
Look, Dave, as I say, is not here anymore. He got fired. Are we clear?
Yeah, well, I mean, that concern's kind of a problem to me for the fact that I've been trying to sell the motorcycle also as well, and I haven't have been able to get the title and to find out that you have this frozen or...
Well, why don't we do this? You just bring us back the bike in the condition that you received it in, and we'll just charge you for the use, you know, in the interim.
What? You got to be kidding me.
Do I need to speak slower for you?
No, you don't. I understand, but this is... Wait... Wait a second.
Wait, what?
This is Dean and Raj, isn't it?
No. Nothing could be further from the truth.
I knew it.
I want the money, okay? I'm not giving up.
Oh, damn.
I have the title in my wallet.
Christian, you've been the victim of the birthday scam.
Oh, God, I'm going to kill him.
Steve and Rusty.
Yeah, I figured because... Steve had been coming up to me all day. Hey, man, what's the price over at bike and blah, 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 and how should I talk him down some money and stuff? I was wondering.
He was subtly getting information.
Oh.
That's good. That's good research. Hey, well, happy birthday.
All right. Thank you.